Moncrief on News Talk.
As grocery costs rise, switching to supermarket own brand products offers an easy way to save without compromising on quality. With similar ingredients and taste, these simple swaps can make a noticeable difference to your weekly budget. But people can be reluctant to commit. Katrina Redmond, consumer columnist for the Irish Examiner, joins me now. Afternoon, Katrina.
Afternoon, Fionnuala. How's things?
I'm great. Why are people so reluctant to swap over to the own brand stuff when it is very clear the savings are there to be made?
Well, I think in Ireland, we're really brand loyal. Like, and I'd be the first to admit, I'm completely brand loyal to the tea bags that I like to drink, or the tea that I like to drink. And don't tell anybody in the Irish Examiner that it's actually Lyons and not Barry's, because my name would be Mud.
You've ruined my day, Katrina. We're off to a very bad start.
I know. Yeah, I know. But I think that when it comes to other products, there genuinely is no need for us to be brand loyal. Like, Irish people, they like to use the same brands again and again because they become accustomed to the packaging, how it looks, how it feels, the quality and consistency when they're eating them every day. But actually, when we start taking a look at what supermarkets call private label, but most of us know them as own brand products, the quality is just as good. And in some cases, it can be even better, and we can save ourselves a fortune.
Surely we're not that shallow, though. Surely it's not down to just the packaging and how something looks. Like, I mean, taste is a big thing as well. And we're talking about, obviously, products you can eat. Like, I would love to be able to swap to the own brand cereals, but I just feel like the quality, it's not the same. You can't tell me it's the same. I think they taste completely different.
Well, I think it is down to personal choice as well. But I can tell you, I've done some testing around cereals, and there's a wide range of them out there. But one of the ones that I'm really familiar with is Weetabix. So wheat biscuits. Now, there are variations. They are going to taste slightly different from brand to brand. But remember, we've got this legislation from the EU saying that, you know, items can't be called something unless they meet this particular criteria, so to speak. So wheat biscuits across the own brand ranges, there's very slight variations, but they are pretty much the same. So if you're prepared for one particular own brand product, you might notice that it is slightly sweeter, like marginally sweeter. Another might be slightly more on the savoury side. And then another might have a slight more kind of wheaty texture to it, or you might have some oaty texture to it, but they're all the same product.
I'm deeply obsessed with this level of granular research that you've gone to with comparing the wheat biscuits. I appreciate it. Just, I want you to know that. But are the recipes the same then when it comes to these, as you were calling them, the private labels, or are they different, or can they differ?
It really depends on the product. Like, when you take a look at items that might be in the higher range of the private label, like Deluxe or Simply Better, an awful lot of us would be familiar with the difference, because there's different brand types around the different supermarkets. And just for anybody who might not know, so we've got Specially Selected is Aldi, Finest is Tesco, Simply Better comes from Dunnes, Signature Tastes come from Super Value, and Deluxe comes from Lidl. And you're going to have to do mental kind of gymnastics as you go in and out of each supermarket to know which is the top end of their own or their private label ranges. But when you take a look at those, some of the recipes will be similar, some of the recipes might be even better. To give an example of how this works, if you look at, for example, the Irish Food Awards, so they give awards for private label and for regular products of the outstanding products that you can buy in supermarkets in Ireland today. And one brand that I think an awful lot of people would be familiar with is Foloin. Mm. They won awards in 2025 for their private label marmalades that they manufactured for Super Value, Aldi and Tesco. So even though the recipe is not the same, you can be guaranteed that there's slightly different recipes, but they've won awards. They've won food awards, great taste awards, so to speak, or flavour awards that have been reviewed by people within the industry. And they say that they're really, really good products. And I know an awful lot of these judges. I can guarantee you that those products are outstanding. So you've got a choice now when you go to the supermarket. Do you buy the branded item, or do you buy the item that you know is guaranteed to have great flavour and is going to be slightly cheaper?
Okay, so irishfoodawards.com is the website to check if you want to do a little bit more sleuthing if you're at home listening. I found this interesting in your notes. You talked about dried pastas that are own brand or obviously can be cheaper, but sometimes they can be better. Why is that?
So some of the dried pastas, like, there is economies of scale for all these supermarkets. So they are, when they're producing loads and loads, and you take a look at the really large supermarkets like Tesco, because they're producing products not just for Ireland, they're producing products for the UK and beyond, as it happens. So they can drive down the cost even more. But also, supermarkets will hold own brand kind of basic level pastas. Some of those would cost you maybe 49 cents for a bag. And they are fine. They're a grand pasta, but you'd start taking a look at things like bronze die cut pasta. And for people who love pasta, that's the pasta that takes on the flavor and takes on the texture of a sauce that you put it into. And that's a really high quality pasta. And when you take a look in the supermarkets, you will find bronze die cut. You'll notice the pasta. It's slightly paler and it might have like kind of white textures to the outside of it. That's the best kind of pasta when you're eating a pasta dish, and that's the one to look out for, and it's going to be cheaper from private label.
Okay, and what about then the people who are just simply not willing to compromise on their food? They're too brand loyal. Household items, I'd imagine, is you know, your detergents, your rinse aids. Surely that's like for like when you're talking about own brand and name brand.
Oh no, definitely not. Rinse aid in particular is a real bugbear of mine. You can go into the supermarket.
Okay.
And the own brand one, it's about 250 millilitres from both, you know, from the premium brand and from the own brand. The own brand would be about €1.25 for 250 millilitres. The premium brand will cost set you back €5. And there is genuinely, I've tested out in my own dishwasher years and years, there is genuinely zero difference between the two.
Okay, interesting, interesting. Toilet paper then? Are you finding huge differences in the old bog roll?
I know people express, like, say that they, when you take a look at the deluxe ranges and the really big brand names, you're guaranteeing a certain kind of texture and stuff like that. But the supermarkets also have their own brand names. I would say probably I've tested them all again. Sound like an absolute sado testing all of these toilet paper ranges, but you know, trying to see, you know, do they stand up? You know, you're putting it under a tap of water to see how quickly it dissolves, etc., etc. So for people who have septic tanks, they're going to want paper that dissolves really, really quickly. And you're going to find that in all of the regular own brand ranges across all the supermarkets. And for people who much prefer more premium toilet paper, I would say, having taken a look at them all, probably Aldi comes out best.
There you go. All the people with posh bums. I hope you're taking notes ferociously. Like, how much could people be saving? Like, is it a thing of your entire shop would need to change? Or is it something that we could do item by item? Like, how big are the savings? How big is the savings potential here?
Well, small savings every week really do add up. So in an article that I wrote in the Irish Examiner this week, I took a look at sugar, flour, milk, Speckaloos cookies. So that's Biscoff cookies. Okay. And chocolate biscuits. And the weekly savings, if you convert to those, would be €7.72, which kind of feels like, oh, well, maybe that's a coffee and a half, or maybe just a coffee, depending on the size you'd be buying in the shop. But if you multiply that by 52, your annual savings are just over €400.
Like, that's a lot. Like, that is a lot in this economy, in these trying times, just from swapping a few small little things in the shop. It makes sense. What about kids then? Because we're getting texts in about, you know, they've been able to make swaps in certain areas of tinned foods and dried goods and stuff like that. But they're saying, you know, the kids will not eat own brand cereal. Like, how can we work? Is there a way to work against that? Or is that just a thing of we'll give them the brand name? We have to just light the loss of that.
Well, you know, they don't always have to have cereal either. Like, kids can start the day with an egg and a slice of toast as well. And the other thing as well is kids are really brand connoisseurs. They are drawn in by all of these lovely, bright pictures, glossy, shiny, attractive items. And if they're watching the TV, they're going to be watching ads in certain cases. So maybe start taking your cereal out of the boxes and putting the flashy cereal away and filling that flashy box with the own brand cereal and seeing how you get on. But kids will never go hungry. Like, if they're asking for something different, then maybe it's the case that they're sucked in by the advertising and they might actually eat it if they were hungry. That's not to say that if you've got kids who have other issues, particularly kids who have safe foods and stuff like that, it can be extremely difficult for parents of kids with additional needs who are really trying to find safe foods. So that's a completely different matter altogether. But if you've got kids who don't have, you know, neurodiverse issues, who are pushing to eat the premium brand, maybe show them as well how much money they can save, and maybe they can take some of the savings for their pocket money, and then they'd be really invested in it.
There you go. Bribery will get you everywhere. I love it. Have you found a difference in terms of cooking times? Because again, one texter has said here, it depends on the product. For example, Uncle Ben's rice cooks much quicker. I'm not sure why, but strictly speaking, cooking takes longer, it takes more electricity, and you're obviously waiting longer. It's not worth it. But the price disparity between Tesco rice and Uncle Ben's is huge.
So I think that they might be talking about cooking the bag rice. So that's not the ones that you microwave. That's the ones that you get in dried in a box. And that rice has actually been parboiled. So what you want to be looking about at in the supermarket is taking a look at par cooked or parboiled rice, because you should be able to get that own brand or private label, and that will slow down on your cooking time. The other thing you can do with rice is you can pre-soak it. So soak it for about 30 minutes to a half an hour before cooking, and that will reduce your cooking time.
Another text in here. Oftentimes quality is good, but often is not. Additionally, I ask myself what the producer is getting. If you see onions for 99 cent, ask yourself who grew them and what did they get for them, given that they are packaged, labelled, transported to the supermarket and sold for 99 cent, which I suppose is also something to consider when we're shopping.
Yeah, and that's a very valid point to raise. And I think if you want to support your local farmers, you could nearly take it a step further and you could go to your local farm gate or your farmer's market, and then you could be paying the same price but paying it directly to the farmer. Mm. But also, when you take a look at those lower price fruits and vegetables, particularly the ones that are 99 or maybe 49 cents, some of the supermarkets are doing something like making a loss leader. So what they do is they take the hit on the discount, not the farmer. So they trying to attract you into the supermarket to spend more money. And it's very difficult to determine that as a consumer. But genuinely, if you really do want to support Irish farmers, then do take a look at the Irish produced fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy, and potentially order from a farmer's market or your local farmer near you.
Yeah, absolutely. While we're on the subject of maximising our savings and saving a few quid, when is the best time, or is there a best time, to avail of, you know, the yellow sticker deals, the stuff that's reduced? Like, is there a strategy? Does it depend per shop?
Well, I think if you want to get the best out of your shop, you need to go early in the morning or mid-morning, because in the morning is when the shop has been turned over, the shelves have been restacked overnight, and very often fruits and vegetables have arrived in early in the morning. So if you're going late at night hoping to get discounts, not only are you probably not going to find a discount, you're also going to find less stock. So genuinely, the best time to go is in the morning or mid-morning. I do find that yellow stickers are more prominent in and around the mid-morning time, and that's because when they're restacking those shelves, they've taken off the products that are close to their end of use dates, and that's when they get yellow stickers. But I wouldn't rely on those. I think that when you're going into the supermarket, and the statistics say that Irish families can throw out up to 40% of food that they buy every year, buy fresh, make sure it's stored properly and use what you've got, and you'll save more money that way than going out. And I do genuinely save an awful lot myself on yellow stickers, but if you find you're throwing out an awful lot of food at the end of the week, I take a look at that first before you start going looking for yellow stickers, because there's no point in buying them if they're going to end up in the bin.
Absolutely. Couldn't have said it better myself. Katrina Redmond, consumer columnist with the Irish Examiner, thank you so much. Huge response on the text line, needless to say. I do shop around for my laundry detergent. I like the brand I use, but the price can differ hugely between supermarkets. I'm lucky enough to live near Supervalu and Dunnes and Tesco, so can go to all. Keeping an eye out for specials is worth it too. Absolutely. In some cases, the own brand is nicer tasting and better quality. Aldi chicken nuggets are tastier and less processed than the premium brands. People naturally assume the more expensive, the better quality. That is often not the case. Absolutely.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.